The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 17 to 20. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on October 24th, 2012, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Darshayetva Patim Tasyai Pati Vratyena Toshito Rishim Amantra Yayatu Vimanena Trivishtapam Darshayadva Pating Tasyai Pativrat Yena Toshitao Vishim Amantra Yayatur Vimanena Trivishtapam Darshayet Vapating Tasyai Pativrat Yena Toshito Vishim Amantra Yayatur Vimanena Trivishtapam. Darshayetva, after showing Patim, her husband, Tasyai, unto Sukanya, Pativratyena, because of her strong faith in her husband. Toshito, being very pleased with her, Rishim, unto Shavyana Muni, Amantra, taking his permission, Yayatu. They went away. Vimanena, taking their own airplane. Trivishtapam, to the heavenly planets. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Ashwini Kumaras were very pleased to see Sukanya's chastity and faithfulness. Thus they showed her Shravana Muni, her husband, and after taking permission from him, they returned to the heavenly planets in their plane.
Ashwini Kumara были очень довольны целомудрием и верностью Сукани. Они указали ей ее мужа, Шравана Муни, и, испросив
Text 18. Yakshamano tasarya tish shavyanashya shramangata tadarsha duhitu parshve purusham surya varchasam. Thereafter, King Shariyati, desiring to perform a sacrifice, went to the residence of Shavyanamuni. There he saw by the side of his daughter a very beautiful young man, as bright as the sun.
Вскоре после этого царь Шариати пожелал совершить жертвоприношение и вновь пришел к жилищу Чавны Муни. Там, рядом со своей дочерью, он увидел прекрасного юношу, сияющего как солнце.
Raja, text 19. Raja duhi tarang praha krita pada vivandanam ashishash chaprayun jano nati priti mana iva. After receiving obeisances from his daughter, the king, instead of offering blessings to her, appeared very displeased and spoke as follows.
Сукани поклонил своему отцу, но тот, не став ее благословлять, выразил лишь крайнее недовольство и сказал следующее.
Чакиршитим те ким идам патиствая паламбито лока намаскрито муни тванатан джара гриштам асат ясам матан вихая джаранг баджасеймум адвагам. O unchaste girl, what is this you have desired to do? You have cheated the most respectable husband who was honored by everyone. For I see that because he was old, diseased, and therefore unattractive, you have left his company to accept as your husband this young man who appears to be a beggar from the street. Purport. This shows the values of Vedic culture. According to the circumstances, Sukanya had been given a husband who was too old to be compatible with her. Because Chavanamuni was diseased and very old, he was certainly unfit for the beautiful daughter of King Shayati. Nonetheless, her father expected her to be faithful to her husband. When they suddenly saw that his daughter had accepted someone else, even though the man was young and handsome, he immediately chastised her as asati, unchaste, because he assumed that she had accepted another man in the presence of her husband. According to Vedic culture, even if a young woman is given an old husband, she must respectfully serve him. This is chastity. It is not that because she dislikes her husband, she may give him up and accept another. This is against Vedic culture. According to Vedic culture, a woman must accept the husband given to her by her parents and remain chaste and faithful to him. Therefore, King Shayati was surprised to see a young man by the side of Sukanya.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakandvitam Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine.
It's quite an interesting scene here. The young, beautiful girl was married to this old, ugly, invalid man. And she didn't protest. She accepted it. But then, the old man was given by the Ashwini Kumaras, he was made into a handsome young man.
Этого старца с помощью Ашвини Кумаров сделали молодым прекрасным мужчиной.
And now the father comes back after having married his daughter to this old man. Now he comes back and finds a beautiful young man with her daughter, and he becomes very angry at her. You see.
На этом старом человеке отец Сукани возвращается к ним домой и видит, что она стоит рядом с молодым красивым мужчиной.
What are you doing? I marry you to that. Where is your husband? Now you're associating with another man. You see, he's very, very angry at her.
И он говорит: ты что делаешь? Я тебя женил на этом старом человеке, а ты сейчас здесь с молодым мужчиной.
It is her husband, but the father doesn't realize it. So this shows the whole mood of the Vedic culture, you see. That even if the husband is old, one takes, and she's given that husband by her parents, she will take. Of course, nowadays, in the Western countries, the parents aren't qualified to give a husband. But still in India, this system is going on. Some of my disciples, one of my disciples, his parents, he was working job in the U.S., and his parents had said, come home, son, we have a wife picked out for you. So he just got on the plane and went home and got married. He didn't know who it was. He just knows the parents picked it out for him.
Один из моих учеников, он работал в Америке, и ему родители позвонили из Индии и сказали: ну вот, сын, пожалуйста, езжай в Индию, у нас есть для тебя жена. Он даже не знал, что это жена, он ни разу не видел, он приехал, он просто женился.
And now he's very happily married.
И сейчас он живет счастливой семейной жизнью.
So this Western system that you have to, you know, pick your own spouse is not a very good system. Especially they have completely free intermingling, boys and girls mixing with no restrictions. It's becoming so degraded now, they have sex without even being married. There's pregnancy, and then they kill the babies. I mean, it's unthinkable. Killing your own child, and it's legal. It shows you what kind of, you know, where our society is. Not a human society on this planet right now. Not human. It's really crazy. I mean, if the woman gives birth to the baby and then she kills the baby after it comes out of the womb, she'll be condemned for murder. The same baby, if it's killed inside the womb, it's okay. But outside the womb, it's murder. Like saying, if you want to kill somebody, just do it inside your house and then it's legal. If you do it out in the yard, then you're a murderer. But just kill him inside your house, and it's legal to kill him inside your
house.
This is how insane our society is. The Vedic culture has been completely forgotten. Simply, they're going on the strength of lust. Instead of acting on higher principles, they simply act on whatever gratifies the senses. Dushparena lalena cha. The senses burn like fire and they are never satisfied. You can give a fire, my dear fire, I see you're burning very hot. Let me satisfy you, give you some fuel.
Ты можешь подойти к огню и сказать: о, огонь, ты так хорошо горишь, Давай-ка я тебя удовлетворю и дам тебе еще топливо.
Well, the fire say, oh, thank you very much for feeding me. Now I will cool off.
И думаете, огонь скажет, да, конечно, спасибо тебе большое, теперь я затухну.
That fire is demanding, give me fuel, and the more you give it fuel, the hotter it burns.
Этот огонь требует, дай мне топливо, и чем больше ты ему даешь этого топлива, тем сильнее он горит.
It doesn't say, thank you very much, now my appetite is satisfied. Material sense gratification is just like a fire. The more you feed it, the hotter it gets. Therefore, instead of gratifying the senses, you should engage the senses in the service of Krishna. That will automatically gratify them. In the proper way, you see. When you water the root of the tree, all of the leaves and branches are nourished. If you try to satisfy the leaves and the branches separately from watering the root of the tree, you will not be successful.
Если ты пытаешься удовлетворить и напитать все ветки и листья отдельно, не поливая корень дерева, тогда у тебя ничего не получится.
Therefore, if you try to be happy independently from pleasing Krishna, I can guarantee you, you'll be a complete failure.
Если вы будете пытаться быть счастливым, не пытаясь удовлетворить Кришну, я вам гарантирую, что вас ждет полное...
The only way you can be happy is Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam, by engaging your senses in the service of the master of the senses. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sarvapadiva Nirmuktam Tatpadit Nainam Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. He says you should be free from all material designations. What does that mean? I mean, stop identifying yourself as a male, female, as white, black, Estonian, Lithuanian, or whatever. Don't identify yourself anymore with your body. Your body is not you. It is simply a covering. So the first thing is stop identifying, thinking I am this body. And that those things in relationship with your body belong to you. That is the second illusion. The first illusion is I am this body. And then the second illusion is, since I am this body, whatever is in relationship with this body is mine. They think I and mine will make you feel real fine. They think there's nothing more sublime than I and mine. But actually, I and mine is simply hell. Because it's false. It's not true. You are not that body. And those things in relationship with that body, therefore they do not belong to you. They belong to someone else. There is a person who owns them. That person has declared his ownership. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. That person is named Krishna. He is the proprietor. Not you, not me. And then the next line in the shloka goes, Tat Parit Vena Nirmalam. cleansing your consciousness from all the dirt. One should be restored to his original pure identity. You see, you don't come out of the void. You don't come out of nothingness. Long before you had this particular identity here in Estonia.
Очень давно у тебя задолго до того, как ты получил вот эту вот личность.
You had an identity as the servant of God. But we have been deluded for so many millions and billions of lifetimes. We've forgotten that original identity. But if one takes help of Guru and Krishna, then one can be restored to his original pure identity. And what is the symptom of one who has actually been restored to his original pure identity? That symptom or that evidence is that he engages his senses in the service of the master of the senses.
Первый симптом такого человека, который это то, что он занял все свои служения господину всех чувств.
Is it difficult? No, it's a simple thing. You have a tongue, don't you? We all have tongues. So engage your tongue in chanting Hare Krishna. Tasting prasad. In this way, just by tasting prasad and chanting Hare Krishna, you become surcharged with bhakti. You become inspired that this is so enlivening. Wow! This is really cool. I'm going to get more into this. This is really sublime. Krishna consciousness. Wow! I've never tasted such an amazing experience in my life. I remember when I first started chanting, it was like sitting in my apartment, taking off on a magic carpet, you know, flying to other planets, other universes. I had tried different meditation techniques. And they didn't work. One yogi had me meditating on a candle. I would turn off all the lights and sit and stare at a candle. That didn't do anything. Another yogi, he gave me one mantra. Aing, 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 aing. That didn't work either. I was miserable, I was depressed in this material world. I was trying to get off the material platform, you know? Just like an airplane trying to taxiing down the runway, trying to lift off, you know? So I revved up my eyeing engine. And I was taxiing, 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 waiting for liftoff. Aing, 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 aing. For 20 minutes, twice a day. But I never got off the runway. I never lifted off. There was no buoyancy. There was no lift. I was stuck in the material modes of nature. Yes. Why the mantra didn't work? Aing is a bona fide mantra. Those who have Gayatri, they know Aing Gurave Namaha. We say Aing. Why it didn't work? Well, that is given in the Vedic wisdom. Sampradaya vahina ye mantraste nishpalamata. If that mantra that you've been given is not coming from a bona fide spiritual master in the sampradaya, it will have nishpal, no fruit, no result. That's why even if you get Hare Krishna from a Mayavadi, it will not liberate you. You have to get Hare Krishna from the bona fide spiritual master. Because then it carries the full potency to liberate you from this hellish material existence. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Adaur Garashvayam. The very first step for one who wants to become spiritually awakened is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. First step. In Sanskrit, just like we say, Adi Govindam Adi Purusham, the first person. Is he?
И вот говорится, что Говиндам Ади Пурушам, он изначальная личность Говинда. Если ты хочешь получить реализацию его, ты должен принять прибежище настоящего духовного учителя.
So, Rupa Goswami uses the same word, Adi.
И Rupa Goswami, он использует то же самое слово, Adi.
It changes its form, but it's the same word, Adau Garashvayam. Your first step is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. So after I did that, after I got Prabhupada's shelter, you see, then I was able to chant mantra and feel myself being elevated beyond this material existence. In a very solid, progressive way. So, this is our formula for the world civilization. We know that everywhere in every country of this planet, people are miserable. We are traveling all over the world. We go to the poor countries, the rich countries, the powerful countries, the weak countries. And it's the same thing wherever you go. Everywhere people are miserable. They're captivated by lust, by anger, by greed, by pride, illusion, and envy. But the medicine is there available for everyone. This Hare Krishna mantra medicine is there for the whole world. So, we hope everyone will take this medicine. Because we cannot tolerate seeing people in such a miserable condition. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
Я видел два написания слова Рама. Рама с чёточкой на два и без чёточки. В чём отличие?
I saw two kinds of writing word Rama. Writing with some line on the top of A and writing without line on the top of A, on the top of A letter. So what is the difference between them?
It depends. Sometimes there are sometimes we put the full Sanskrit version of it, and sometimes we don't, according to circumstances.
Иногда мы пишем оригинальную санскритскую версию, а иногда мы просто пишем в зависимости от обстоятельств, просто там лишние буквы.
Just like in my e-course on the internet, it's difficult to get that line over the A, and it's not on my keyboard.
Например, у меня на клавиатуре нет AS, черточкой над.
So generally, in my online e-course, when I put without the line over the A.
И поэтому, когда я пишу свой интернет-курс, я пишу его без этой черточки сверху.
Because it's not part of the standard American keyboard. That's why.
Потому что это
But technically, to be correct, that long line should be over there. Any other questions?
It seems that our relationships in this world, except for the parental relationship, is based on. We become attracted to have a relationship with somebody because they have some attractive feature.
Иногда кажется, что если бы все отношения, кроме родительских отношений в этом мире, они похожи на то, что мы общаемся с человеком, потому что у него есть какие-то привлекательные качества.
So if we're trying to give up the desire to be recognized, then how will we have relationships that will connect us with people? We have to be attractive.
Если у нас мы хотим оставить желание быть славой, то как мы будем общаться с людьми без вот этой вот чувства, что я хочу быть привлекательным?
Without Krishna consciousness, relationships remain polluted.
Без сознания Кришны отношения остаются загрязненными.
Everyone's trying to get something for their own sense gratification out of every relationship they have. Even with their parents, they do the same thing. People are just trying to take advantage of other people for their own sense enjoyment. So the only way out of this trap of exploitative relationships is duty.
И вот единственная вещь, как ты можешь выйти за пределы этих эксплуататорских отношений, это долг.
Beginning with Krishna. He says, surrender to me. Beginning with... And then he says, okay, to surrender to me, you accept a spiritual master.
Потом он говорит, окей, ты мне предался, теперь выбери духовного учителя.
And you accept his orders as your life and soul.
И прими его наставление как свою жизнь и душу.
Spiritual masters say, okay, I want you to join this organization, ISKCON. And you have developed relationships with the ISKCON devotees. In this way you have so many relationships. Not based on sense gratification, but based on duty. In those relationships, you see, they have a pure foundation. So if we will dutifully accept these many relationships we have in ISKCON as the mercy of Prabhupada and Guru upon us, and try to always be of service in all these relationships, then we become very satisfied and very happy. Rupa Goswami has given 6 types of loving exchange. So with the devotees, with Guru, with Vaishnavas, we develop these 6 loving, we engage in these 6 loving exchanges.
And with the Guru, Vaishnavas, with Guru, with Vaishnavas, we
This way we develop pure loving relationships. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Yes.
How to develop compassion?
How to develop compassion? Actually, you already have compassion. You already have unlimited compassion within your heart. All you have to do is act on the order of Guru and Krishna for the welfare of all living beings. By preaching Krishna consciousness. In other words, by practicing compassion, you will develop spontaneous compassion. Compassion in practice means you ought to take Guru's order. Go on Harinam, distribute books, make devotees. That's the order of the spiritual master. That is compassion in practice. You're acting in a compassionate way on the order of higher authority.
И это самая высшая степень сострадания, потому что ты практикуешь сострадание по указанию высшего авторитета.
You may not always feel the compassion, you see.
Ты можешь не всегда чувствовать это сострадание.
But you've accepted the order of higher authorities.
Но ты принял приказ высшего авторитета.
So that is called compassion in practice.
И это называется сострадание в практике.
And then there is compassion with full realization, which will gradually come as you practice compassion. Do you understand? Yeah. Okay, next question.
We know this shloka, Nama Chitamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, where it's described holy name.
English? Yeah.
So we know this shloka, Nama Chintamani Krishna, which is described holy name. There is described that it's always pure and
Purnash, чисто и не отлично от Кришны.
And not different from Krishna.
Yeah. С другой стороны, мы знаем, говорится, что святое имя, если как вот он говорил, Майвади, да, произносит. Это то же самое, что как змея коснулась молоко на ядовитость.
But from other point, we know that when Майвадис, for example, they pronounce holy name, as you said, it's like when snake touch the milk, it's become contaminated.
Yeah.
So, well, this is a little bit...
appears contradictory?
Contradictory. Yeah.
Actually, there's no contradiction. The name always is pure. But it comes covered with poison.
No, становится покрытым ядом.
When you get it from the Mayavadi.
Когда ты слышишь Mayavadi.
Milk is pure.
Молоко чистое, собственно.
The Vaishnava hands you a cup of milk. Let's say there's one the same cow, okay? There's one cow.
Одна и та же корова.
And the Vaishnava milks the cow and the Mayavadi milks the cow. It's the same milk. The Vaishnava hands you the cup of milk. And the Mayavadi hands it. What's the difference? The Mayavadi puts a little poison in it before he hands it to you. The milk is pure. But the Mayavadi puts a little poison in there along with it. You see. And what is the poison of the Mayavadi? What is the poison the Mayavadi puts in the milk? I'm God. You are God. We are all God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and realize that you are Krishna. I know. I was a Mayavadi before. I firmly believed and understood that I was Krishna. I know this is real because the first time I went to the temple, I went The second temple in the history of ISKCON was 518 Frederick Street in San Francisco. In December of 1968, I walked into that temple. I already knew the mantra. A friend of mine had taught it to me. And I was chanting in the temple room, Hare Krishna, out loud. And some Brahmacharini, she came up to me. She said, "Oh, you're chanting so nicely." And I was thinking, ha, ha, ha. If she only knew that I am Krishna. So, I was chanting, but I thought that I was Krishna, you see. So anybody who heard the mantra from me, they get a different effect than if they heard the mantra from one of the devotees, you understand? Because the poison of I am God and you are God and you can realize that you're God by chanting Hare Krishna comes along with it when you get it from my body. Therefore, don't hear from the Mayavadis. There are some very popular Mayavadi kirtan singers now that chant Hare Krishna. Don't listen to their MP3s. Even though they sing some good tunes and they have big enlivened kirtans, it's poison. You hear the kirtan of those who are following Prabhupada strictly, you see. Because those kirtans will liberate you from birth.
We can judge the result of it.
Huh?
We can judge the result of it too.
Yes, you can judge by the result.
Nobody is becoming
devotee.
Just like Allen Ginsberg, he was not. He was a Mayavadi. And he was chanting Hare Krishna. He didn't make any devotees. But Prabhupada was chanting Hare Krishna. And he made thousands of devotees. So you can judge Brother Razal. Next question.
When bona fide spiritual master gives mantra to the disciple, what the time when it happens?
When it's happened that when spiritual master gives mantra to the disciple, which moment it's got to happen?
Mm-hmm.
When it should happen when a spiritual master gives mantra to disciple, right?
When you get a mantra from the spiritual master, you're getting the seed of bhakti. The pure bhakti seed. So it's up to you now what you'll do with it. When Guru gives you mantra, bona fide Guru gives you mantra, you're getting the seed of pure bhakti. So, if you water the seed nicely in the garden of your heart, if you keep your heart free from the weeds of illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling, then that seed that Guru Maharaj has given you, it will become bhakti lata, bhakti creeper, and it will grow and penetrate through all the coverings of the material universe. It will travel across the vast spiritual sky also. It will go all the way to Krishna Loka. And it will entwine itself in the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And at that point, the fruit of pure love of God then will grow forth from that creeper. So when the disciple receives the seed of bhakti, and the disciple should take it into his or her heart with great devotion. Because that is the greatest treasure that you have received. It is greater than any treasure of this material existence. Any other questions? So we'll stop here. And we'll get together again tonight to dive deeper and deeper into this nectarian ocean of Krishna Katha. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.